welcome to the happiest competition on earth, main challenge number 6, episode number something with 2 digits in it. Yeah. I am Amby Lee, speaking tonight. Couldn't speak last night. Have a microphone. I'm back. And with me are, introduce yourselves.
Go, person number one.
Go ahead.
I've been demoted to person number one. I'm Jeffers. By myself, with no roommates. I have the entire suite to myself because everybody went home for the weekend, which is cool.
And I'm Zelina. Hi!
Yay!
See, in the corner over there.
So tonight was the theme. Tonight is Disney Channel / Disney Pop. Because we did allow, like, pop versions of Disney songs that were sung by, like, Disney stars and stuff like that. Like, on the Disney Mania CDs, which were very, very popular, we did allow those. And we allowed, like, Disney Channel, Disney Afternoon, songs Playhouse and such, Disney. Playhouse Disney, all kinds of stuff like that. So, basically, we're going to probably hear some... I'm anticipating a lot of upbeaty kind of stuff tonight, because... TV is happy,
yes.
Usually, unless you're watching Nancy Grace, in which case it's not happy. Ooh.
So, disclaimer, we do not own the rights to any Disney songs, music, lyrics. We love you, Disney. Don't sue us. We're promoting you. Disney Channel is good.
Yay.
We don't own it either.
Because it's owned by Disney, yes. Which we don't own.
I think that's it. This time.
Oh, I guess we should start off also by saying that last night was, in case you missed it, we had a Hero and Princess Immunity, and Aria and Russ won because the twist was that one hero and one villain, one hero and one princess, I keep saying a villain, I don't know why, were going to win immunity, and since only 2 people submitted, and one of them was a princess and one of them was a hero, spoiler if you haven't listened yet,
they win by default.
They won by default, and we decided no longer to have immunities because no one's submitting for them. So we're just going to bank those themes for if we do a season 2, and you'll eventually find out what they were going to be. You're going to have like another like 3 or 4 of them, but no more. No more immunity.
Yep. So are you guys ready to turn the TV on, switch up the Disney Channel, and rock out to these little pop tunes, guys?
Yeah! Yeah!
Well, yes!
Mostly pop tunes.
Oh god, I want to bring back my little toddlers. These toddlers I'm judging with are darn scary. Up first tonight is JC.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a Duckler. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales. Woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales. Woo! Tales of dare and do bad and good luck tales. Woo! When it seems they're heading for the final curtain, cool deduction never fails, that's for certain. The worst of messes become successes. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of dare and do bad and good luck tales, woo! Danger, watch behind you. There's a stranger out to find you. What to do? Just grab onto some DuckTales. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of dare and do bad and good luck tales, woo! Danger, watch behind you. There's a stranger out to find you. What to do? Just grab onto some DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! tales of dare and do bad and good luck tales. Woo! Every day they're out there making duck tales. Woo! Tales of dare and do bad and good luck tales. Woo! Not ponytails or cottontails, no duck tales. Woo!
First one of the night was JC with the DuckTales theme song.
Ooh,
yay. I love Disney Afternoons. Brings back a piece of my childhood.
That was my childhood.
This was a bit all before my time.
You're a youngin'.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me reminisce a little bit there, JC. Now on to your actual song. Okay, so JC, I don't know how I feel about this. Well, because I know I love the song, but I don't know how I felt about this on you. Because it felt a little like you were flipping a switch off and on the entire song. One moment you were on. The energy was there. There was this great personality. And there were so many good things about it. And then in the next moment, it was like all the energy got sucked away. And it was like you were holding back suddenly. And I was sad because it went poof, and then all of a sudden, poof again, and it was back. And it kind of just, it was like you were playing tug of war with my ears and my heart with this one. And the harmony parts were a little odd for me, especially like the first couple. I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was. It was like they didn't sound wrong, but they didn't sound like they were right either. Like maybe a half step off. Not sure, but the biggest issue I had with this was the woohoos. I like that you tried to do something sound effecty with it, but it almost was like the wrong effect. Rather than it be kind of echoey and like the original, it almost sounded like a wolf hounding at times. Not hounding, howling. Like, woo!
No, like, I have that note too.
It needed to be a little bit more echoey, and I think you need to have more than one voice on it.
He's missing the lower harmony.
Was that what it was? There was supposed to be. That's what I thought.
Because he has a higher harmony. He's missing the ooh. Or I can't do it right now, but.
Okay, yeah, I knew something sounded weird with the harmonies, and it sounded more like a wolf howling than the part of the theme song. Overall, I thought this was okay, but it could have been better. It could have been better polished. And more care given and taken with it. Jeffers?
Okay. This is probably the one song that they know better than me. But yeah. I generally liked it, JC, but it's not my favorite thing you've did. At the beginning, like that first maybe 30 seconds or so, it sounded a little hesitant. Well, it sounded like you could have done more with it. Like, I have down, sounds nice, could use more energy. I didn't really like your woo-hoos either. They sounded like they went sharp on the who part at the end of the woo-hoo. Although, right after the key change, in at about 150, they sounded better. I liked your bridges a lot better than your verses, because I think your bridges had more energy in them, and you sounded more excited. Yeah, I think that's about it. Not bad, but again, could have been better.
Ooh, Disney Afternoon happy. Okay, notes. As we already said, my first note was in the woohoos, you're missing the bottom harmony. I don't think it was that it was sharp. It's just missing that bottom harmony that makes it sound better or makes it sound correct. I have to agree with Ambi. The energy was flipping in and out for me as well. I did like this. Like the parts where you're getting really into it and you kind of had like little speaking liberties. I like those.
Yeah, those were nice. Those
were nice. This is probably just something personal. You're missing like the last DuckTales woohoo at the end because it's not like the CD version where it fades out. I'm probably thinking like in the TV version where you actually have the last DuckTales woo. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like a woohoo and then like a downbeat to like finish the theme song.
Yeah. I would have liked that because, like I said, it doesn't fade out like the CD version. But other than that, I like some of it, and I like some of it a little bit less, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm done.
Done.
Coming in on number two tonight is Russ.
Hakuna Matata! Hakuna Matata! Hakuna Matata! Hakuna Matata!
When I was a cool young one,
he was a cool young one.
The work in the colony paying my dues, accepting without question the prevailing views. But a young man's life was one long ride, digging holes, standing guard till it crossed my mind. I was wrong all along. All that I needed was to have heeded Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. When I was a shallow youth, I fought for perfection, it was never no good. I was a pawn for the game, I saw no trees for the wood. My future stretched behind me, was over the hill. I put my best foot forward while the other one stood still. Take my word, I have heard. All that I needed is to have heeded. Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata, I hope we have prevailed. You don't have to bust your ass in the sun, much cooler in the shade. Some say it's just a waste of time, but they don't realize that view is nothing but a crime. We are creatures worldly wise.
Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no passing craze. Means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
And Russ goes pop with Hakuna Matata from The Lion King, and also originally by Bahamian in Disney Mania Volume 1.
So, that's what this version was, yeah.
Yeah, in case you were wondering. Pop version number one. So Russ, I knew this theme was going to be a challenge for you, and this wasn't very good, Russ. The song had a really fun and upbeat kind of feel to it, and stylistically I thought your singing and the backtrack were really clashing and didn't mesh good at all. I thought this song sat kind of funky in your range. It sounded low, and like on the lower parts it sounded like you were kind of droning, and it needed more energy overall. It needed the fun factor. You were taking some liberties here and there, and I know last night in the immunities I told you to maybe play around with the phrasing, to give the song more of a like a personality. But I didn't like it when you did it here, because when you sang faster than the song, like you were doing for a lot of the song towards the end, it didn't work with the backtrack singers who were singing on beat, and it just sounded very disjointed when you did that. And there was a lyrical error at 2:20, and I had to like rewind several times to listen to it. I think you said you don't have to bust your ass in a Disney song. Did you guys hear that?
I heard that.
I'm pretty sure.
I heard something like that. I'm like, I thought that was, I don't know if that was hilarious.
It could be the Baja, since it is the Baja.
No, I looked up, I listened to the original and I looked up the lyrics. It's don't have to bust, get out of the sun. Like, the pacing was just all over the place in this song that Russ did.
No, because I heard that. I'm like, did they just swear in a Disney song?
Yeah, that's not supposed to be there.
Okay, I thought it was just part of, like, the Baja Man cover, just because, like, I know they play this song sometimes during Fantasmic pre-show, and they have, like, a Disney version of, like, Mambo Number 5, where they change the lyrics up
for the Disney version
type of thing, so I thought that this was a case of that, where, like, they changed the lyrics up, like, to be, like, the adult version of the song, and then the kiddie version of the song.
No, that's not it. Russ made this mature. So yeah, not very good for me, Russ. I'm sorry, but you're immune, so that's a good thing. Zoe?
My first thought is WTF, what is this song? Oh, okay, this is an interesting version, because I don't know the song. I love this version. Let's see. This was an interesting song choice, because you went a little too baritone or bass with the song, and it loses its fun. And I think this is along what Jeffers says, that there was a huge contrast between your voice and the your take on it and the backtrack. I got bored with it pretty quickly, actually. I'm sorry. Interesting song choice. So yeah, that's all I really have. I don't know the song long enough to really say. Ambie?
Yeah, I know, just like Jeffers said, that this is out of your comfort zone. But, and this is a big but, you proved, at least to me last night, that you can step out of your comfort zone and still work with it, like you did with Thomas O'Malley last night. That wasn't what you usually do, and you did it really well. So I think the issue I'm having here with this is that this was, like, I'm getting ahead of myself. I think the issue overall here with this song was you were not feeling the flow and the rhythm of this version of the song. It's normally a fun song all by itself, made even more so with this kind of island groove.
Jamaican
me feel crazy.
Catch the cover on the left hand side.
And you just weren't getting it at all. I would have liked to seen you loosen up just a little, even just a little bit. Like, you needed to loosen up a lot, but this was like two completely different songs, because the backtrack is so fun and fancy free, Disney reference, and you were just as stiff as a board with it. They just don't, whatever you found last night when you were singing Thomas O'Malley, find it again and bring it back, because you really had something last night, and it's, I don't know what happened to it. It's gone right now. And I'm really sad about that, because I was really excited. But I was like, oh my God, Russ is, oh, I was so excited last night. Like, I wish you could have heard me last night. I was freaking out in my hotel room last night. I was so excited for Thomas O'Malley. But yeah.
Sorry, Russ. Nice try. But yeah, you're immune, so good job on that.
Find what you had. Bring it back.
Dig it up and glue it to yourself or something.
Dig it up.
Glue it next to you.
So, are we done here?
Done.
Mm-hmm. Next up, broadcasting out of DC, UK, is Princess Clary.
We saw it flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can reach. Trying, so we're breaking free. You know the world can see. between us to our separate hearts. But your faith that gives me strength, strength to believe.
School Musical, and she's first on this.
We're all in this together.
Yeah, first. Let's see. I don't know this franchise at all. I'm freaking out.
Breathe. We had to brief her on what the movie was about before we started.
Oh dear.
Wow. Okay. The only real notes were, for me, the harmonies felt a little clony at times. And I couldn't tell if this was a group or duet song, and they had to clarify it's a duet song.
Yes.
It sounded pretty. That's all I can really say.
Zell, you're so cute when you're speechless.
Okay. We're here. It's okay. Have some of your juice from your juice box. It's okay.
I don't have it. Wait.
Okay, Andy.
All right, so, okay. Clary. The first thing I thought of when I realized that you were singing this was, okay, making a duet solo, risky. Is she going to do the harmonies? And you did. Sometimes. I would have liked to have seen you, if you were doing both parts, do all the harmonies. There were one or two small ones that were missed, but then you skipped the final harmony, which was like a giant sore thumb sticking out because it's the end of the song and it's the last harmony and it wasn't there. And I actually really like that harmony, and I thought if you were going with the harmonies for the rest of it, you should have kept that last one in there. I don't know about this. It's hard for me because it is a duet, and you were treating it as one, but the personality of what you were singing was a little too Gabriella and not enough Troy. You're probably asking, what does that mean, right? Basically, I thought you have this great I'm so pure and innocent thinking going on, which is very Gabriella. But you never went, get your head in the game, balls to the wall, Troy, bring free. free. The whole song is so much about exactly what the title is, just showing everyone that you can do what you want to do, and I just didn't get that. I will applaud you, though, on singing with yourself and not sounding clony. Mm-hmm. So, overall, decent with some flaws, not your best, but still okay. Jeffers?
Yeah, when I opened the file and I read the email, I was like, uh-oh, danger, self-duet, uh-oh. Because in the past, some people have tried to do self-duets and failed miserably. Myself. So, anyway, I was very pleasantly surprised that, and good that you managed to, like, capture the vocal ranges of both characters. Because when you're singing as both a guy and a girl, it can be tough range-wise. I thought your harmonies were good for the most part. The performance was good. Could have been a little bit more, but it was still pretty good for me. I have down a note here or two in the verse were slightly off, but nothing too big. And I picked up on a lot of either not maybe lyrical liberties, if that's a term I'm making up. Like you would change a lot of the O's to so's, and you said rising so lifts us up instead of rising till it lifts us up, which is getting kind of nitpicky. But then there was one big lyrical like error that really stood out to me, and that was that 2 minutes and 25 seconds in the more than you, more than me, etc., etc. You missed those two lines completely, and you just sang the two lines after that, and along that whole section you were supposed to sing the four lines, and that sounded pretty awkward to me. But other than that, I like this Clary. This theme is kind of worrisome to me, like for all the classical singers, but yeah, you did it pretty good. So I was glad and happy with this. So good job.